This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In China, the incoming President Xi Jinping is putting economic reforms at the top of his to-do list. Economists there say shifting to a consumer-led growth model is essential for China's future. This year, our China correspondent, Rob Schmitz, has been checking in with people who make their living on a street in Shanghai called the Street of Eternal Happiness. And today, he's got the story of people who are playing a big role in China's new consumer revolution. You can call them China's madmen.
From 25 stories up, Tom Doktorov can see the length of the Street of Eternal Happiness from his office window, but he's not looking outside. He's reviewing a car commercial on his laptop. Doktorov is an ad man. He spent 15 years figuring out how to sell to the Chinese. Before he figured that out, though, he had to know how not to sell to the Chinese.
One time when we were doing a advertisement for Pizza Hut, and I remember the product was the edge pizza, so it was cheese that went right to the edge.
This was back in 1999, but Doktorov says he'll always remember this ad.
And we had a little kid who got up on a desk and started proclaiming the delicious taste to his student friends, and a group of kids gathered around him.
It was a cute ad, but the Chinese government didn't think so. It considered the Edge pizza commercial too dangerous. Officials pulled it off the air.
This violated every censorship rule that you could have because the child had morphed into an alternative center of power. So it really was an early warning not to have advertising that could in any way, shape, or form be considered rabble-rousing.
It was his first lesson in advertising in China. Here, high above the Street of Eternal Happiness, Doktorov manages a staff of 200 young Chinese hipsters in an office decorated to look like a nightclub. They work for J. Walter Thompson, one of the oldest ad agencies in the world. When he smokes his occasional cigarette in his corner office, Tom Doktorov could pass for Don Draper, the leading man of the hit TV series Mad Men. The comparison's hard to avoid. The golden era of advertising in China is now. The industry is only 20 years old. In that time, China's consumer class has risen to historic proportions. Chinese consumers now outnumber the entire population of the U.S. Companies now spend $35 billion a year advertising to them. Ad agencies from all over the world have descended on Shanghai, helping create China's first generation of office culture. Zhu Yongwei, who works in the creative department, says her parents, like the parents of most of the people here, were factory workers.
In China, especially the older generation, they don't really pay much attention of what you are doing.
And she doesn't bother telling them. They wouldn't understand, she says. These generational differences add another layer of challenges to their work, says Tom Doktorov. Ads that may work with a younger audience will fall flat with their parents. Ads like this one. This old Nike commercial shows tennis stars Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi playing a pickup game in a Manhattan street. A crowd gathers, police arrive, chaos ensues, rock and roll tennis. Doktorov sometimes screens this commercial to Chinese test audiences.
Even young Chinese today, when they see this, they feel a little bit uncomfortable. And they don't smile, all right? And they're not into the commercial.
It's not that rebellion doesn't have a place in China. It does, Doktorov says, as long as it's pragmatic. You have to get something out of it. The same goes for love. One of Doktorov's clients is the diamond retailer De Beers.
I love this woman!
A De Beers ad in the West shows a husband screaming his love for his wife in a crowded plaza in Venice. When she stops him, he gives her a diamond ring.
In China, that line elicits titters. In China, when somebody says, I love you, the woman's instinct is to say, don't talk, prove it to me.
So when Doktorov's crew came up with an equivalent De Beers ad for China, big changes had to be made. The Chinese version has a young couple standing in front of a pool at night.
The woman looks up at the sky and she says, ah, that moon is so beautiful. Chinese women like round things. And then the guy doesn't say, yes, it's beautiful. he says, I will go grab it for you. So he dives into the pool and he slowly emerges with something more valuable than the moon, 5 months of his salary, in the form of a diamond ring.
Chinese test audiences loved the commercial, and suddenly A Diamond Is Forever was no longer lost in translation. The rhythm of China's economic advancement is steady and fast. There's little space for mistakes. That's why everything the Chinese do, says Dr. Off, has to be a means to an end, from falling in love to buying friends the right Christmas gifts. And high above the street of eternal happiness, China's madmen are eager to sell it all to them. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.